You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Them wanna say I talk too much. Go put me on repeat, coming at me sideways, way too Dutch. Man get sleepy, fold them up neatly, way too speedy. Them never gonna see me, caption man versus action man. You wanna come beef me? Really don't like when you do that. Got bad energy, just move that. Like we move hips, just grooving. Put the kin on my side, but you knew that. So you know you gotta live what you're choosing. You wanna be PC, douse you in HP. You go out the windows, way too easy. I'm ready to eat, you wanna come beef me? Being petty ain't right,
I don't mind being wrong.
Being wrong for the right shit,
that's a vibe.
Vibrating's way too high. You too high on the horse. Come down. Them wanna say I talk too much. Go put me on repeat, coming at me sideways, way too Dutch. Man get sleepy, fold them up neatly, way too speedy. Them never gonna see me, caption man versus action man. You wanna come beef me? Don't try to fuck with me. That's a proverb from the motherland. Just four things to understand. Tens and twenties in a rucksack. Pressure that's hard and we bust back. Camp time through to Cape Town race. We go run or the do that day. Telling you now, move out the way.
Telling you now, move out the way.
Being petty ain't right,
I don't mind being wrong.
Being wrong for the right shit,
that's a vibe.
Vibrating's way too high. You too high on the horse. Come down. Them wanna say I talk too much. Go put me on repeat, coming at me sideways, way too Dutch. Man get sleepy, fold them up neatly, way too speedy. Them never gonna see me, caption man versus action man. You wanna come beef me?
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I'm on Fese Mekasa.
That is Padiso with Talk Too Much. Kia ora, Padiso. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. You've got an EP which is coming out tomorrow, and we've got a new track to play this morning, which I'm very excited about. You've been releasing heaps of awesome singles. Your song War is currently on our A-Rotates, and it's got the most incredible video. It feels like you're really building a world with this new EP. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on for you in the writing process and the creating process for this.
Right. Well, I mean, last time when I was here, I talked about having committed myself to three.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just it. I'm just focusing on trying to do that. When I put this one together, it was a bit easier because Double Double had already been written like in 2018. Mm. And it was meant to be like a completely different song with some friends, and then that didn't happen, so it's like I might as well just do a thing.
Yeah.
And then These Days was written in the first lockdown, but it didn't really feel like a song till about, I want to say, maybe November last year.
Yeah.
Goat Curry, which is also on there, quite quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote Talk Too Much around them at the same time, which leaves, can't remember what it is. War, there we go. When I wrote War, I was not sleeping much, because I was just in like try to get as much done as possible and try to write as many songs as possible.
Yeah.
And then pick from those whichever ones make sense.
Yeah.
for Act Two. So yeah, I guess it was mainly just a whole lot of me trying to stretch myself as much as possible and manage it all with like 3 hours of sleep a night.
I think War has really got that kind of like urgent energy to it that maybe does have a slightly like up too late kind of a vibe about it.
Yeah.
It's quite a ferocious song as well. Like when you write, because I know you've done poetry as well, like you've got a really interesting writing background. Where do you kind of like tap into? What's the space that you get into? Do you just find that words come to you, or there's like a specific thing you've just got to get out? Or sometimes do you have to look back at a song to work out what you were thinking about when you wrote it?
Yeah, I never really know what I'm thinking until it's finished, and then I look back, and even then it's still quite hard to say. They just sort of come, and then I just write them, and then that's it. So it's so often I don't really know how to answer when people say, where were you? And like, how were you feeling?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I
the song kind of tells you, and I don't really know either. Yeah. I think a lot of people kind of experience that though with writing. I just think there's such an interesting like urgency to a lot of these tracks, which is really complemented by the fact that you have a lot of your friends like performing on these songs with you. You've got this real sense of energy and community around this EP. How do you kind of like, I guess, work with other people? Because I know that we've talked a little bit about how you've just like hit up your mates and been like, hey, can you just be on this track with me? But like, what's the kind of, I guess, vibe when you're in a room with your mates? How does that sort of collaborative space work for you?
It can either be great in that like everything just clicks and so much is done that makes sense and feels right, or sometimes it takes multiple sessions to get into that. There's times when I've had to just go, oh, well, I need this and I think that would work in this part. And if the vibe isn't there, then maybe I'll just talk to that person, being like, can you just give me this tiny little piece? And then if that works, then we've got the song. If not, then we try again another time. But yeah, I mean, mostly, I think when I was putting this together, I was like in the room with like maybe one or two other people every once in a while.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it would be like, I remember when we did War, we did the drums first, like the percussion first.
Yeah.
And so I played that with my bingo, and it might have been maybe the 11th thing that we did.
Yeah.
In that day. Everything else before that like was nice, but it wasn't quite.
Hasn't got that energy that you're looking for. Yeah.
Mm. And then we just played for yonks. Like it might have been 20 minutes or something. And we're able to like find just like a tiny bit within that 17 minutes to then use into a song. So yeah, there's a lot of like happy mistakes. Really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's like a mixture of me trying to direct it and then just letting it direct itself.
How do you know when you've got the bit? Do you just feel it? You're just like, that's it? Or do you have to listen back to that whole like recording and be like, oh no, that was the bit there?
You feel it.
You feel it, yeah.
If you look around the room and then everyone's like smiling, then you know you got it.
Yeah. That's actually, I guess, like quite an interesting thing as well, is how when you're writing or like when you're working on stuff and then you take it out to your friends, do you ever feel like a bit, do you feel confident with the song you're presenting to them, or are you like, I hope you like it? How does that kind of work for you?
I hope you like it with everything that I show to my friends and just about everything I put out. Because I think there's always stuff that when you listen back to it, you're like, oh, I could have performed that like differently, or could have like made this note that, or that drum here could have hit like that. And so it's kind of why I don't listen to my music.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I don't like critique everything and then go through all of that kind of stuff. I try to build it to a level where I'm like, okay, I can learn to make peace with this. And then let it go after that.
Yeah.
It helps having friends who are critical enough and also supportive enough to tell me whether I need to work on it a bit more, if it is good.
You know? You can trust that they're being honest with you when they give you their feedback. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Well, tell us a wee bit more about these days, because as you said, this is like a lockdown writing time for you. Did you find that a useful space for writing or a frustrating space? I know it's been kind of like a polarizing thing for people who either found it was like a really fruitful time for working, or they just couldn't touch it. You know, how was that for you?
I found it very helpful. I can get quite reclusive, and so being alone with my thoughts isn't necessarily like it wasn't out of the ordinary. But then having an excuse for it was perfect. I was quite annoyed because I think I was working on like maybe 12, 13, 14 songs at the time, and I couldn't quite think past my writer's block. And what would happen is like I'd have like a good 24 to 48 hours of writing so much, and then there would be nothing for maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
And because I dedicated myself to nothing but reading, thinking, and writing, if any part of those things couldn't be done within a day, it would, without me like putting too much pressure on myself, I would still get annoyed.
Oh, I know. And when you're also like, your day's not necessarily being, you know, structured by the normal meter of life, you sort of put these arbitrary sort of, you know, things on yourself. And I guess when you're in a writing space or a creating space as well, that just gets even deeper and more like you are your own toughest, you know, workmaster, and you're also, you know, allowed to give yourself a break as well.
Mm.
This is like the seventh version that you wrote of this, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing really that's stayed absolutely the same is the lyrics and the flow.
Mm-hmm.
When I was writing that, I was trying to write like how I used to write when I was maybe in like 2015. And I was trying to kind of reclaim the flow that I had kind of made up and then left for a time. And there's like some vocal samples in there that were probably the first thing that I put in before I put drums.
Yeah.
And everything before that sounded like an almost, I don't know if that makes sense, but like you put stuff in and it's just like it kind of feels cool.
Yeah,
can imagine people liking it, and I can imagine myself liking it. But then after a time, I was like, I want to be able to love it, and I want people to be able to love it as well. And so I brought it closer to my heart, and also closer to home, as in like closer to Botswana a bit more.
Yeah.
And that process took time because I had to like tell myself to not be too fearful of doing that.
Yeah.
And yeah, over seven versions, it became something that wasn't so much an almost, at least in my ears.
Mm. And I know what you mean about that when you're like, oh, it's so nearly there.
Mm.
It sounds like bringing more Botswana into it was something that helped bridge that for you. How did you, I guess, approach that? Was it through sounds, or was it through kind of like having conversations with yourself?
Through sounds and like kind of recalling conversations that I'd had with people. The yeleles, like just as an expression, is in a lot of traditional Tswana songs. And I remember my aunt making some joke about how it's like we have set words, maybe like 20 expressions or something that we always throw into songs.
Yeah.
And she feels like over her lifetime of like 56-57 years or something like that, she has heard them all a lot of times and would like to be able to offer new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Which at the time, contextually, was hilarious. And so I kind of remembered some of them in like songs I've heard, and also in settings where there's just tons of song and dance, and was picking through my brain like which one would work in which part of the song, and then I use that one. And funny, because like even the singing style is kind of like in what we would call like an old uncle's singing style for that. And I'm an uncle now. Well,
congrats.
I've been an uncle since like five. So okay. So I was like, you know, let me lean into that a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Bring out this part of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Embrace
like,
it.
Uncle Putiso hasn't done a lot on track, so let me bring him forth. And yeah, and once I did that, it felt like the kind of song that I know I could show to my parents, and they wouldn't have to learn how to be hip and cool to understand it.
I do know. Well, we're going to listen to the track in a minute, but the EP is coming out tomorrow, Act 2. And are you going to be taking this on the road? Are you going to be hitting up some gigs anytime soon, Padiso?
I wish I planned that far. We are planning on doing a release show. We had secured a date and a time and a place, and that didn't quite work out. So we're looking at a new place and a new time and
cool.
Everything that I said before. And yeah, so once I know, I guess I'll just put that
Awesome.
Somewhere.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it live. But yeah, tomorrow we'll be able to hear the full Act 2. I guess it'll be up on Bandcamp. It'll be up on all the streaming services. Let's have a listen to These Days. Padiso, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
I've been aiming for the sky. Lost some people to a lie. I fought them tears through the night. I'm gonna make it right. I just came for a good time. Tequila sunrise, other way the moonshine. Take a photo every side, be my good side. GOS be the best as a hood side. Real queen on my line, she look fine. She the one got the moves with a good mind. Got me sweating with your vibe, being a couch line. Say I'm ahead of my time, call me Mugfly. Make me wanna take it home and light a DeLorean. I know my future goes around a historian. See me cooking with a gold and a silver line. If the claim ain't allowed, I never read the sign. I've been trying to tell my brother and the cousins right. Stay up, get to work, get the buzzing right. Be lying to the money, gonna get what's mine. Put my name in the dark when I gotta shine. I've been aiming for the sky. Lost some people to a lie. Fought them tears through the night. I'm gonna make it right.
See them new thoughts, what's it? Old dogs ain't new tricks, two lips. Make two words slip, trigger two clips. Now they're hungry, gamble their two chips. Who picks the low risk, wrist flick? Life is a movie in a trap house. Horror for the black on, drop a half ounce of this knowledge for the free. Oh me, oh my. 3-5-4, so done. Niggas in a giant, so run. Still claim high, so hung. My kin not silent, so drunk. Never been quiet, oh yeah. All this weight on my shoulder. Shake it off from the soul, yeah.
I've been aiming for the sky.
Now you know.
Lost some people to a lie. Fought them tears through the night. I'm gonna make it right. I've been aiming for the sky.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.